AECI is upbeat about its future prospects. The Diversified Explosives and Chemicals Group has recovered from the impact of the pandemic, boasting a more than doubling of headline earnings per share, allowing the group to up its dividend by 80%. The company is confident that the current commodities boom and the uptick that we're seeing in local infrastructure construction will help sustain the momentum. And CEO Mark Deiter joins us now. Mark, thanks so much for your time this evening. So from the results that have already filtered through this week, you know, the benefits of the commodities boom being nicely underlined and that feeding through naturally to a company like AECI, where AECI has spent 2 years sharpening its focus, that focus on commodities and infrastructure even, coming at just the right time.
Yes, and thank you and good evening, viewers. I think, you know, it's been quite a haul. We've been focusing on strategy and actually looking at where we believe, you know, the growth in the various industries will be. And mining has been quite, you know, over 50% of our revenue is into that mining sector and the commodity sector. So we've moved not only, you know, South Africa, South America, and Australia, Asia, Indonesia. So we've built a great footprint up. And I think, you know, looking at the commodity prices, and we've seen some nice results from a lot of our customers of recent, I think we're well positioned to take full advantage of that. You know, we really need to see now volume starting to increase in those sectors. You know, I think the low-hanging fruit has been taken, but I'm hearing some good things of mines reopening, shafts reopening, the outcrops have been mined again. So I think all is bode well relative to the commodity cycle.
Mark, but you do talk about an uneven pace of economic recovery in the markets in which you operate, with South Africa lagging behind. So does that concern you?
Yeah, it's always a concern over the many years, you know. And to position that, you know, North America is really going crazy at the moment. So, you know, our businesses there, we just can't keep up the demand. And I think the those in the know, and our predictions are, is probably the European market coming now the next 6 months and early into next year. And then probably in more emerging markets, and I'm talking South America and obviously Africa, probably we'll see it coming through next year. But you know, South Africa's got its own challenges, and I think our manufacturing sector is really slow to come back. You know, we've seen big customers like Petra SA, we've seen NGN closing down, so those will have impacts on our manufacturing sectors. But having said that, I think the opportunity with our mining industry, it's, you know, it's quite pivotal to manufacturing as well. I'm hoping that once volumes start to improve in that and new CapEx put in, we'll start to see some pull through from our local manufacturers.
What's the biggest hurdle that needs to be cleared if South Africa is going to be able to leverage off, you know, the upside of the next economic cycle and what's put it to be a commodities boom?
Yeah, and I think, you know, we have to make sure that the climate for investment is there, which is going to be a big challenge. But I think number one on everybody's lips in terms of growth is electricity right now. We need to make sure that if people are going to put in new infrastructure expansion in mining, we need electricity to go along with that. So hopefully, you know, with the sustainable electricity coming through, businesses being allowed to put solar and sustainable energy into their mix, I'm hoping that that's going to fill the gap. But it has to be quicker now. Yeah. We don't want to lose out. You know, we have a tendency in missing out on the cycle. And I think we have to move quick. And I guess the social unrest of the recent weeks doesn't help us instill confidence. But we need to be messaging, you know, we're open for business and it's safe to do business here. It's very important.
Mark, we just heard today how extra budgeting is now being directed to this economic support package. Are you convinced that we're going to see things like infrastructure spend happen to the extent that we thought it would, or are you anticipating much of a detraction?
Okay, so I think, you know, we do, you know, we have a quite a big asphalt business in our mix. So, you know, we've been watching infrastructure spend for a while. There's been lots of promises through the last 2 years. And I think, Infrastructure is a quick way of getting people back to work or creating job opportunities. What I can say is that our asphalt team is a lot more buoyant, and they've got a radar of jobs being let, money being spent. So we are starting to see those glimmerses of opportunity coming through. Our business is, in terms of volume, 70% up on last year, relative to a very low base, of course. So we are hearing noises from industry, from municipal, from Department of Transport. We are starting to see those jobs being let, and we've gained some contracts. But I think we're gonna have to be far more aggressive and fulfill the promises that government has made.
Do you have any detail, Mark, on what that pipeline is looking like from where you sit?
Yeah, and I think we've seen contracts, obviously East London coming through. We've seen that Eastern Cape area, that seems to be coming back on track. The big one, of course, is the N3, is how they doubling and tripling. And of course, we saw how the N3 is pretty key to the economy of South Africa.
Yeah. I ask because you've opted to shell out what, almost 200 million rand to shareholders for this half-year period, saying that you are more so confident in the rebound. Is that not too premature, given that there's just so much nervousness out there about growth prospects? Or are you just banking on the fact that at least the trough's been hit?
Yeah, no, I think we've been to the bottom, but I've always said, I've been saying that for a number of years. If you thought it could get any worse, it seemed to get worse. But I'm sure, what's been thrown at us in this economy, in the South African business, what the challenges that have been thrown us our way have been immense, with COVID, social, political, infrastructure, etc. So to me, I think we're on the way, and I think it's really been pulled by the buoyancy of commodities. And if you look at the amount of money inflowing in terms of the South African mining industry, it's really doubled up in the last few months. So, the Treasury is receiving, Forex. So I think it bodes well for us. And of course, there will be taxes collected on that. So, and the reason for our confidence is that we're seeing some contracts in new mines coming our way. We're seeing contracts in the water treatment and the water business, especially on recycling of water relative to ESGs. So we're seeing lots of opportunity. And I think our agriculture sector, the local agriculture sector, had a great year last year. And with the winter rainfall that we see now, the prediction is that we're going to have another bumper agricultural year.
Well, let's leave it there, Mark. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Mark Deuter is CEO of AECI.